So I know you told me that you guys don't really speculate and you like to just focus on facts. So does that basically mean that Illinois State Police, it's going to be business as usual no matter how many cars are on the roads this holiday season?
Now, I mean, we will be doing our holiday emphasis patrols, because there will be people out there traveling, and so we will be focusing on those Fatal Four violations. We like to say, call them the Fatal Four violations because it's those violations where somebody is most likely to be in a car crash and, unfortunately, a fatal car crash. So we'll still be out there doing our enforcement, and we're also trying to educate the public by doing, obviously, radio shows such as this one or doing our public service announcements and things like that. But we will still be out there actively enforcing, highly visible. Not only is the holiday season coming up, so there could be extra travelers on the road, but also with the winter season coming up, so the turn in the weather, we don't know when that's coming, but it will come at some point. So we always try to get the message out there to folks that if they do have to travel, make sure they are prepared.
Right. And can you talk about some of those things that the Illinois State Police recommend that travelers do have for those times if something happens on the side of the road and you need it in an emergency?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the main things is being prepared, right? Have your vehicle ready inside and out. So getting those maintenance checkups, make sure that their tires, they have proper tires. The windshield wipers seem like a very minor thing, but when there's snow and freezing ice, and sometimes you can't get that ice off your windshield, that's very important. So small things that they can do, get the checkup on the car, make sure the vehicle is good to go. Have a winter preparedness kit, things like a blanket, extra water, non-perishable food items, and that would include, maybe peanut butter crackers or something like that. Make sure a cell phone charger, and a lot, now they have those portable chargers where you don't even have to have your cigarette lighter doesn't even have to be working. You have the extra battery pack, for your cell phone in the event that you, heaven forbid, are out in the country and it's going to take some time for somebody to get to you. Always tell somebody where you're going. Let somebody, if you are in fact traveling far or you are traveling, on a day that there is anticipated weather, always look out for the weather and changes in the weather. When they put those, again, sometimes the forecasts are not completely accurate, but they a lot of times know what they're talking about. So if they're talking about chances of snow and ice and things like that, stay home if you have to. But if you do have to travel, let somebody know where you're going. Have those items, the jumper cable, if you happen to have flares, or some sort of reflective vest or something that you could put on your antenna, something of that sort. Let's see what else we did. I could tell you.
Yeah.
There's ice scraper, of course. Have that in your back seat, on the floor, in case your trunk happens to be frozen, something like that, you can't get to it. Just little things. And always, if they are stranded on the side of the road somewhere, please activate their hazards. That's a good thing where we also preach to people about the move over law. Outside the Fatal Four citations, which are speeding, people not wearing a seatbelt, driving impaired, or driving distracted, we also like to remind people that there will be first responders out there, but that move over law doesn't just apply to the first responders or the highway maintainers. It's any passenger vehicle that has their emergency lights activated. I'm sorry, their hazard lights activated. So people do have to slow down to those vehicles and move over if at all possible. But in all cases, they have to slow down, if they see a vehicle on the side of the road or a first responder. So outside of that, and as far as the COVID and things like that, we can't speculate too much on if there's going to be travel, if there's not going to be travel. We'd hope that people would abide by the guidelines. But again, our job is to be out and ensure that people can enjoy this holiday time with their family. So we will still be visible, present, and enforcing those laws, because our job, too, is to ensure that people get to where they're going safely if, in fact, they do have to travel.
Absolutely. Thank you. You gave me a ton of great information.
Good.
So, is there anything else that I know you, like I said, you gave me a lot already, but is there anything else that I should know about travel over the holiday season or anything?
No, I just like I said, I hope people just try to be prepared, watch the news, and by all means, they can call 911. There's no, if somebody's stranded on the side of the roadway, please call us. Our job is to get there, put our lights on them, and protect them too. So if you want to put that out there, or if they notice somebody that may be driving impaired or medical emergency, we get questions all the time. Well, how do I know when I can call 911? If somebody is egregiously driving, or if you feel that they're a threat to your safety or somebody else is on the roadway, don't ever hesitate. Nobody, no dispatcher is ever going to question that. We actually appreciate that because then that helps us, do our job as well.